A severe weather weekend in the Midwest. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Cleanup and recovery continuing in Oklahoma tonight following deadly tornadoes that ripped through the state. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell getting a look at the destruction in Sulphur, Oklahoma tonight.
Severe weather spun up several tornadoes and even caused flash flooding across 12 counties. Right now, we're in Sulphur, Oklahoma, in front of the downtown area, which has seen devastating impacts from those storms. These storms, they were deadly. So far, we know at least four people were killed. Two fatalities happened in Holdenville, killing a four-month-old baby. A third person was killed on I-35 near Marietta. And most recently, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt announced a fourth person was found here in Sulphur in a bar this afternoon.
Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt declaring a state of emergency in 12 counties. National Weather Service says the twister that hit Sulphur was at least an EF3 strength tornado. Pro-Palestine and pro-Israel demonstrators clashing at UCLA Sunday. Fox's Christina Coleman.
Emotions were definitely running high. There were points when you had pro-Palestinian protesters and pro-Israeli protesters yelling at each other, very upset, very frustrated. A pro-Israel rally went off as scheduled here at UCLA this morning, but it was met with counter-protesters who came to demonstrate in support of an ongoing pro-Palestinian encampment on campus. Eventually, some, quote, physical altercations broke out after one of the groups breached a barrier designed to keep the two protests separate. That, according to a short statement released by the university, it's unclear which side escalated the situation. The rally was organized by a coalition of outside pro-Israel groups in support of Jewish UCLA students.
UCLA campus police say no arrests were made. And Green Party 2024 presidential candidate Jill Stein, among 100 people arrested Saturday at a protest at Washington University in St. Louis. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. With summer quickly approaching, CarShield is offering a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs, like AC parts and check engine light mysteries. See why CarShield is voted America's most trusted vehicle protection company, and see why our commitment to our customers has landed us an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have live reps here to answer all your questions. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Visit us for your free quick quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio. What do you have to lose? Visit carshield.com/audio.
Former President Donald Trump meeting with Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis in Miami Sunday. Reportedly a cordial meeting between the two men who had been contentious opponents during the primary season. DeSantis reportedly offering to help with fundraising efforts for the November election. In the so-called hush money trial of former President Trump set to resume Tuesday, the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee investigating Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, specifically concerns of political motivation in bringing the charges. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, speaking of that, he was on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo this morning.
Until two things happen, Maria. One, President Trump announces he's running for president. And then two, Mark Pomerantz, who had volunteered, who wasn't even paid. He was so committed to going after President Trump, he didn't even take a salary. He's working for Alvin Bragg. He resigns, goes public, and writes a book. That's what prompted Alvin Bragg to bring this case.
Now, the recap of last week's testimony and a preview of what's to come this week, Fox's C.B. Cotton with that from New York City.
A key witness for the prosecution is former tabloid publisher David Pecker. He testified that his publishing company was part of the catch-and-kill scheme with former President Donald Trump and Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen. Pecker said he agreed to buy potentially damaging stories with no intention of ever running them. But Trump's defense then elicited testimony from Pecker trying to show that this arrangement wasn't unusual, but rather standard procedure in the tabloid industry. When court resumes on Tuesday, a banking associate, Gary Farrow, will likely wrap up his testimony. On Friday, he testified that he worked at the bank used by then-Trump attorney Michael Cohen to wire a $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels leading up to the 2016 election.
And taking advantage of Monday's day off from court, the former president will be making campaign stops in key swing states of Wisconsin and Michigan on Monday. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.